CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. And we welcome Rebecca Grant, president of Iris Independent Research, a visiting fellow of the Lexington Institute, to comment on a story that is news, and yet it's a larger story of West Africa, the Sahel, reaching into East Africa, all at play. This is from The Hill. Niger ordered U.S. troops to leave after Biden officials warned about ties to Russia, Iran. This information from the Pentagon. There's a lot to unpack there. Niger recently went through what you'd have to say is a transition from democracy to strongman rule. Niger, however, was host to a major base for the U.S. operating UAVs and intelligence gathering out of West Africa against the jihadists. Once upon a time, the threat to the region, no more the only threat. Rebecca, good evening to you. This suddenly occurs some months ago, and the second step was always, what about the American base there that was digging in? Loss of this base, is it a surprise to the State Department? Does it mean that our combat against the jihadists has ended because both Islamic State and Al-Qaeda will be watching? Good evening to you.
Good evening. They most certainly will be watching. And remember, our mission in Africa officially is to counter violent extremism. And so you always hear about the VEOs, the violent extremist organizations. And yet more and more we find ourselves needing to think about China and Russia and others. The situation in Niger, the coup occurred back in July. We actually have two bases there. But the key point is that before the July 2023 coup, Niger was the closest U.S. partner in West Africa. You know, we spent about 10 years building up this base. You may remember back in October 2017, there was a tragic ambush and four U.S. soldiers died. That was in Niger. The reason they're there is they operate two drone bases, as you said. And so it's been tough since the coup getting the logistics support into those bases. And now Niger hosted the commander of U.S. Africa Command, General Langley, and assistant secretaries from state and defense. They were there a couple days later, kicked U.S. forces out. So it is going to be very tough first to just know what to do. A lot of those forces are actually there, although Niger doesn't want them. So what is the retrograde procedure? And then, of course, the larger implications is just really losing control of that security situation in West Africa.
Gordon, you have a question.
Rebecca, do you think there's a possibility that we can rescue the situation and keep the two bases? Or do you think that this is final and that we are indeed out of the country?
Well, that is the perfect question. And I'm told it really was on the Secretary of Defense's desk to try to decide what to do prior to this announcement. Very confusingly, Niger has also claimed to have reopened some borders. It's tough to say at this point, but this is not at all the outcome that we were looking for. And even if there's a chance to rescue this, I wonder how long that really will last. And so, you know, I think the issue here is to start thinking about other stability partners. The case in point, of course, is France, which basically has exited all that West Africa, that region. And now you've got Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso, kind of a little group of their own, taking support from Russia, dealing with China, and just wanting to kick all the quote unquote colonial powers out. So it's very, very tough to see if we even could keep the drone bases and risky at this point.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Biden administration officials have raised alarms about Niger close to an agreement to give Iran access to uranium reserves. So the three amigos, the axis of resistance, all in Niger, and you mentioned the other countries, they're all bunched together, and some of them border Nigeria, the major power in all of Africa. So we extend this fact that with the U.S. out, the adversaries are welcome to come in. Is that the way to conclude this, Rebecca?
Oh my gosh, what a scary headline. And Niger has about the world's fifth largest uranium reserve. So the last thing we want to see is Iran getting in there. But with the alliance of Iran, Russia, China, it's a strong possibility that now the terrible alliance could have partners in Africa as well. And that's bad because there are so many other critical minerals in the continent of Africa.
Gordon, you have a question.
Rebecca, we have seen Russia, China, and Iran make substantial gains, not only in around Niger, but also in the rim of North Africa along the Mediterranean. Is this region irrevocably going to Russia and Iran, or are there things that we can do?
Oh, there are things we can do. And don't forget, we have a number of American companies and subsidiaries operating there. You know, everything from Agility that does logistics, Huntington Ingalls, others. And interesting, Morocco really becoming a center for investment, Morocco wanting to step up as a gateway to Africa. So for all the terrible stories you hear, there are also good cases of everything from agriculture on. And a big priority for President Biden has been constructing this 1,000-mile railway in from Angola into the Democratic Republic of Congo called the Lobito Corridor. We have strong American interests in Africa because of the huge reserves of minerals needed for the clean energy transition that is a priority. And so we'll see American business and then, of course, American military cooperation in different forms in Africa. And in fact, the military is looking to build up in its more stable places, such as Botswana down in the south, and of course has good relations with Morocco and many others up in the north. So it's not over by any means.
Rebecca, the Hill piece that I'm looking at is very gloomy about the prospects here. But a larger story is Nigeria at risk. Have you heard anything like that? That would be a major blow to world commerce.
Well, and given Nigeria's population and the growth prospects, in a few decades, the growth population growth rates in Africa are going to make that possibly a major center of world activity. Now, a lot has to come up. And I think we need to be very careful with our relationship with Nigeria. And we need to really pick and choose American interests, because for sure, Russia, China, and others will be in there trying to do the same. We need to figure out what our interests are and pursue them smartly.
Gordon, we just have a few seconds. Where's China in this mix? Are they on the scene?
China is on the scene, especially places like Algeria, which is right next to Morocco and threatens Morocco, which is an American friend. They also are in Libya. And I think that they are, with Russia, responsible for much of the destabilization that we have seen recently.
Rebecca Grant, a virus researcher, a visiting fellow at the Lexington Institute. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.